To gain visibility and control over your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Go to netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, February 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. After a red-hot run in 2021, the housing market skidded to a crawl last year as mortgage rates jumped to around 7%, keeping buyers on the sidelines and pushing prices significantly lower. But rates have gone down in recent months, and in 2023, we're seeing signs of a rebound.
Mortgage applications are up by about a quarter since the end of last year. Pending home sales, which is a measure of signed real estate contracts, it rose in December after about 6 months of declines.
So is this just a blip or part of a trend toward a housing market recovery? Ben Eisen is part of the WSJ's banking and finance team that tracks the housing market. We'll check in with him after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, everything you need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Mortgage rates have roughly doubled compared to a year ago, but they've come down a full percentage point, and that's brought some new buyers into the market and stirred up demand in a housing market that went into a slump last year. So what does this activity mean for the economy, and are we out of the woods? WSJ reporter Ben Eisen has been keeping close tabs on the housing market, and he joins me now. Hey, Ben, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ben, what does the housing market tell us about the broader economy?
The housing market is really an early indicator of how the economy is kind of responding to everything that's happened in recent weeks. We've seen a strong loosening of financial conditions. We've seen stocks and bonds rebound to start the year. And, you know, there's this sort of widespread belief that inflation is coming down. And at the same time, the U.S. isn't going to kind of go into a deep recession as a result. And that's kind of bringing back a lot of activity that we had seen go away when rates were rising.
Now, last fall, we saw mortgage rates hit their highest level since 2002, but they've been ticking lower in the weeks since. What kind of activity in the housing market are we seeing as a result?
So we're seeing a number of indicators start to kind of bounce from the lows that they have hit recently. Mortgage applications are up by about a quarter since the end of last year. Pending home sales, which is a measure of signed real estate contracts, it rose in December after about 6 months of declines. And one real estate brokerage, Redfin, says that the number of people contacting their agents to start the buying process has also kind of bounced from a November low. So you have all these measures that suggest not that we're kind of returning to the boom times of 2021, but the free fall that we'd seen in the housing market over the last year or so, maybe it has hit some sort of bottom.
By the way, the rate we talk about all the time is the 30-year fixed mortgage rate. How is that rate set, and what would cause it to, in this case, fall?
The 30-year mortgage rate, it tends to track the 10-year treasury yield. So that is a benchmark interest rate and kind of moves not in lockstep, but they kind of move together. But more broadly, the mortgage rate is dependent on where the Federal Reserve is setting its own interest rate. So because we've seen the central bank raise rates so aggressively, that's driven up all types of borrowing costs, including the 30-year mortgage rate. So the 30-year mortgage rate has been falling for the last few months, mostly because a series of other benchmark interest rates have been declining. And they've been doing that because there's really an anticipation that the Federal Reserve has done most of the interest rate increases that it has planned, and that there's really not as far to go in terms of continuing to raise rates.
Now, last week, we heard from the Federal Reserve that it intends to keep interest rates high until inflation drops significantly. Does that mean we have to sort of add a grain of salt to this housing market optimism?
Absolutely. Nobody knows really what's going to happen to the housing market. It's had this little bounce here in January, and it could even continue into the spring, which is the traditional home buying season when you see sales pick up. But that doesn't mean it won't fall off and fall further from the lows that we've already seen. We have heard the Federal Reserve say that they are very committed to keeping rates high enough that inflation will come back down to where it was prior to its spike, including if that pushes the U.S. into a recession. And if you have the U.S. in a recession at the same time as you have high interest rates, that's kind of a double whammy for pushing activity out of the housing market.
Now, how about home prices? They dropped from their peaks last year as mortgage rates were rising. How have they responded to this recent activity in the housing market?
So home prices are a little bit different than home sales. They have been falling for the last few months, and most economists and housing market experts expect them to keep falling, you know, at least for a few more months, but nobody really knows. In some of the very hot markets, you saw prices rise an extraordinary amount, and now they're sort of reversing. So the direction of prices is definitely something to watch separately.
Now, you mentioned 2021 a moment ago when the housing market was red hot. Huge amounts of buying and selling, but also refinancing. So how have lower mortgage rates affected the refinancing market?
So you have seen a little bit of a bounce. Refinancing applications have jumped actually about 50% since the end of last year, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. But it's important to remember that that's off of extremely low levels. There's been very, very little refinance activity over the past year. So any uptick is going to look like a lot. And what lenders tell me is that it really doesn't make sense for that many people, unless you're doing, you know, a very specific thing, refinancing to take cash out of your home or trying to refinance out of a rate that's even higher than current levels.
Yeah, and it wasn't that long ago that rates were at record lows, below 3%, mostly due to how the pandemic shook the economy. So do home buyers have to reset their expectations regarding what an attractive rate is, since we may not see rates that low for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible to tell where rates will go from here. But yes, the record low rates that we saw are pretty far from where rates stand now. And so there is sort of a sense that if you want to buy a house right now, you're probably not going to wait around for rates to fall back down to 3%. What I've heard from real estate agents is that some home buyers are really already adjusting to this, to the idea that if you buy a house, the mortgage costs are just going to be a bigger part of your monthly budget. I spoke with one real estate agent in Washington, D.C., and he told me that his buyers are just less focused on the specific rate than they were. And instead, they're more focused on what is the overall monthly cost that I'm comfortable with, that being the cost of the principal plus the interest.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen. Ben, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast puts you close to the people breaking the news from around the world.
Over half the population are in acute need of food.
And close to home.
The red-hot housing market is starting to slow down.
Uncovering facts.
These investments call into question some of the federal government's activity.
And diving into markets.
Of course, a lot of money exiting the stock market, which is like...
Get it all twice a day in less than 15 minutes. Navigate your world with What's News.